Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, the Bible says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. Let's pray this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for loving us. Thank you for showing your love to us in the way that you bring correction into our lives. And Lord, as Jeremiah prayed, Lord, I pray that in my life that you would never stop correcting me, but that you would always have that hand of correction there in my life to keep me walking in the path that you would have me to walk in. But Lord, as Jeremiah also said, I pray for your mercy. I pray that you would just have compassion on us when we do stray. And Lord, but bring us back to you and help us to draw closer to you through things in life. And Lord, just direct our steps. Help us to walk in the way that we ought to walk and to do what we ought to do. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. And in Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk this morning about watch your step. Watch your step. Jeremiah chapter 23, the Bible, Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Have you ever felt like you're a pawn in life? Like the decisions that you make, you know, isn't it funny how one decision, maybe you make a, I don't want to use a real simple analogy, but I understand simple. So, you know, you're driving down the road and I'm the type of person that I take different roads all the time. I don't know. I take back roads and, you know, there's 20 different ways to get someplace. So I'll take a different way home 4 out of 5 days of the week, okay? And isn't it funny how at times, and if you'll look back in life, you'll not just maybe a decision that you made to turn down this road, but just what you would think of as, oh, it's no big deal. I'm going to go, you know, here, or I'm going to go do this today, or I'm going to see this person today, and how that completely changes, maybe changes the whole day. Isn't that strange how one phone call can change your life completely? Something that you have no control over. Many of you have recently, in this past year, one phone call has completely redefined your life. One phone call. Isn't that amazing? How and you didn't make the phone call. It was something that happened to you. You had no control over. And sometimes it seems like, okay, there are things in life that I can control. And then there's a lot of things in life that I have no control over. And it seems like sometimes you're just guided through life by what would seem to us as happen chance, as just circumstances. But you know, folks, the Bible says that God directs our way. That the steps of man. Now, are there things that we can do that can guide our lives? Yes, absolutely. There are decisions. Every decision that we make has a consequence, has a result of that decision. I've showed you a map before. You know, if I turn down certain roads, that changes my ultimate destination. If I turn right out here on the highway, I'm going to end up in Linton. But if I turn right onto Shanklin Street, so if I turn right here and then make another right onto Shanklin Street, I can end up in Sullivan. See how one turn completely changed the whole direction of my life? And at times, sometimes it seems like such a small thing. Well, it's just a deviation, but it can completely change the direction that you know, I mean, some of you have grown up in this area, have lived in this area all your life, but some of you have moved to this area, and that one decision, however far back it has been, has completely changed your acquaintances, the people you know, what you do for a living, everything. One small decision. So we see sometimes that, you know, sometimes we don't understand. Well, I feel like God has a way of directing our path to go in certain directions. And I want to look at that this morning. Go back to Jeremiah chapter 6. I want to look at this one verse, This is a very common verse, and I thought about preaching or teaching about this morning. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. I guess more than anything this morning, I want to encourage you to walk in the path that God has for you to walk in. To walk in that path. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But here is what most people say. But they said, we will not walk therein. It's a conscious choice to not walk in the old paths. It's a conscious choice not to walk in the good way. What did they say? We will not. If you look down, it talks about a watchman. Verse 17, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. Isn't that funny? I mean, pastor is our watchman here at the church. And how many times has pastor said, you should do this? You should do this. You should go here. You should not do this. And they said, we won't hearken to the voice of the watchman. We won't listen to him. We don't need to listen to him. Okay? But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore, hear ye nations and know, O congregation, what is among them. And then if you read 19, basically down to the end of the chapter, it's basically, okay, don't listen to me. Here's what's coming. Here's what you're going to get. All right? Now, you don't like that, and we don't like that. We want to go do our own thing. But you know what? God said, go back to the old paths. It's a good way. You know what? If I could tell the young people here at the church of anything, say, Brother Chad, do you have everything in life that you want? Probably not. Do you ever have everything in life that you want? Well, probably not. But you know what? I have everything in life that I need. It's a good life. It's a good life. Now, you know, Brother Chad, I don't have, it's because your wanter is messed up, okay? It's a good life. So we're going to talk about, watch your step. Where are you stepping? What path are you in? Proverbs chapter number 20. Let's go back to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 20. Verse number 24. Bible says, man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? I've often thought about this, and this is kind of a personal illustration. But you know, if I wouldn't have obeyed my pastor, you know the reason I went to Bible college? And I'm just going to be quite honest with you right here, okay? If you can judge me if you want, but what it don't matter. You know the reason I went to Bible college was not because I was close to God. It was not because I really wanted to do God's will with my life. I'm just being frank with you this morning, okay? That wasn't the reason. You know why I went to Bible college? It's because my pastor asked me to go to Bible college. And my parents asked me to go to Bible college. That's the reason I did it. And you know what? You know what God's revealed will for you is? Obedience to those in authority. What does the Bible say? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. What else does it say? Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Why? For they watch for your souls. You know what the Bible said in Jeremiah? He said, I have set a watchman over you. And they said, we will not hearken to the watchman. You know what that is? It goes back to obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. You know the reason I went to Bible college is not because I was a super Christian. I didn't even have a walk with God the way I should have. But that one decision allowed me to meet my wife. What if I wouldn't have gone to Bible college? I wouldn't have met her. What if I wouldn't have gone to that Bible college? Say, Brother Chad, should you have gone, did you have a, you know, was there a sign on the wall that said you should go to the Bible college you went to? No. But pastor recommended that I go there, and so I went there. My obedience led me in the path that I should have gone. Okay? I don't understand it. And watch what the Bible says. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? I didn't understand it, but I just obeyed those that was in authority over me. I obeyed the watchman that said, hey, I see things. You know what where the watchman was positioned? He wasn't positioned down behind the wall. He was positioned up where he could see everything. Okay? Now, you say, Bro Chad, are you putting preacher up on a pedestal? No, but I think God kind of did. Because that's where a watchman is. Okay? I just think that we ought to obey those that have the rule over us. All right? But the reason we don't is because we don't want to submit. It's a pride issue. All right? So Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24. Let's go to Job. Job chapter 31. We're not going to get through all this scripture today, I don't think, unless I read really fast. Job chapter 31. Brother Chad, why do people not follow the path? Why are our steps not in the way that they ought to be? Well, there's basically two things that you can do. You can follow what the authority says in our lives, and we can follow what the Bible says, or as Job said, Job chapter 31, verse number 4, doth not he see my ways? This is talking about God. So we can say, doth not God see my ways? And count all my steps. There we go back again to, okay, God knows where you're going, and God can direct your steps. If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. If my step hath turned out of the way, listen to this is amazing, and mine heart walked after mine eyes. You know what the world tells us? You know what the world's propaganda says? And this is everywhere. It's in our movies. It's in the movies that you watch. It's in the signs that you see. It's in a Hallmark card. Okay? You know what the world says? Follow your heart. If you want it, I want what my eyes see. If you want it, go get it. Isn't that what the world tells you? If you want the money, go get the job. If you want it, go get it. Or go follow your heart. Go follow your heart. And what did Job say? If my step hath turned out of the way. So I'm seeing something over here, and this is the way I'm supposed to be going, but I see something over here. My heart is going to follow my eyes. That's what it says. My heart will follow. Follow your heart. That's what the world tells you. But that's not what God says. God says this is the way you're supposed to go. You know what my heart was when I went to Bible college? I didn't want to go to Bible college. I didn't want to go to Lexington, Kentucky. I wanted to stay in Lewis, Indiana and run a tractor all the time. That's what my heart wanted to do. Okay? That's what my eyes told my heart that I wanted to do. But God said, no, you need to go this way. So I obeyed the watchman in my life, and I went, Brother Chad, are you perfect? Absolutely not. Maybe one area of my life, I did what I was supposed to do, and I did that kind of unconsciously, just kind of wandering through life. Okay, I'll go. But you know what? It changed the whole course of my life. It's changed everything. Okay, so there's ways that God directs our step. Look at verse 7 again. If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine eyes, and if any blot hath cleaved to mine hands, look at verse number 8. Then let me sow, and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. The consequences of following your heart. The consequences of following your heart. I'm going to plant, but another person will eat of it. My offspring, the Bible says, will be rooted out. And you want personal illustrations? I think we can go look at personal illustrations. People that follow their heart and go to seek the world, what happens to their kids? What happens to their kids? All right? I'm just saying Bible. Okay, don't get mad at me, all right? Psalms chapter 18. So what happens, Bro Chad, if we stay in the path? If we stay in the path. This is kind of a neat verse. Psalms chapter 18, verse 36. This is what happens if we stay in the path. Psalms 18, verse 36. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. So, Brother Chad, what does that mean? Exactly what it says. He gave you big feet. Yet last night, today is actually the last day of deer season for, it's technically 2017, but 2016 deer season. Today's the last day. There's a special firearm season that's only in some counties, and bow season, archery comes out or goes out today also. So last night, I really need to shoot two more deer or hit them with a car or something to fill my freezer. So last night, I went out deer hunting for, you know, it's one of them. I didn't get out there till 4:30, you know, I did one of them things. But I'm walking back there. Okay, it's 41 degrees outside. And it's been slushy, ground's been frozen. And you know what happens when you're walking out there? You're sinking up to like your ankles in mud. Squish, 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 squish. And you know what the Bible says? I'm going to enlarge your feet. You know what that means? It means make bigger. You know what a snowshoe is? You know why people can walk across snow? Is because their feet are enlarged. That's what a snowshoe is. It gives it a wider stance. These big tractors, you know, the big combines, they put rice tires on them. They're 6 feet wide. You know why they do that? It's for flotation. It's so they don't sink. You know what God's saying? Hey, if you'll go in my walk, do I guarantee that you won't walk through mud? No. But he'll enlarge your steps so you don't slip. He's giving you bigger feet so you can go through. You know what it is? So when God says, I'm not promising that I'll never send you through something. But when you go through it, I'll give you, if you need the boat to get across the water, I'll give you the boat. You know what I mean? If you need four-wheel drive, this is kind of getting to our level. If you need four-wheel drive, I'll give you four-wheel drive. You know what that is? That's enlarging. God says, I'm not saying that you'll never go through. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, why, I will fear no evil. You know what God says? Okay, you're going to go through this, but I'll give you the ability to get through it and get to the other side. You know, last night I had to walk around the water was standing in it, and I didn't wear my rubber boots. And so I'm not going to walk, my work boots leak like a sieve. So I said, I'm not going to go through the water. Why? Because I didn't have the right shoes on. You know what God says? Okay, you stay in this path, and I'll give you the boots that you need to get through it. All right? So that's a blessing. We can look at that. Psalms chapter 37. Let's go to Psalms chapter 37. There's two things in this passage. What happens when we stay on the path? What happens when we watch our step and we stay in the path that God wants for us to stay in? Psalms chapter 37, verse number 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You know what ordered means? It means methodized. It means put like a schedule. So you can know, okay, here's the next step you need to take. Does God always show you the end of the road? No. But he almost always will show you the next step. The next step. God never showed me that, okay, I'm going to end up right here in life. But God did show me, okay, I need to obey my parents when I'm a child. I need to obey those that have the rule over me when I'm older. So God guided me as long as I stay there. So there is a comfort in knowing that, hey, God knows the end and God knows where you're going if you obey what he has for you. Look at verse number 24. Though he fall, this is while you're in the way, while you're stepping in the steps that God has for you. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Here's another kind of unique thing. Remember we talked about God will give you the shoes that you need to get through the mud. He doesn't promise that you won't go through the mud, but he'll give you what you need to get through it. Here's another thing. God says, okay, and if you fall down, I'm right there with you. I'm holding your hand. You know, Micah, my son, I don't know how in the world God designed, and I was probably this way when I was younger too, but I was playing with him the other day, and he would come running at me, and I just put my hand right, and maybe I shouldn't do this, you know, whatever. I put my hand right on his chest and I just shoved him. And he'd step back and bam, hit the ground. And he'd fall down and he'd just laugh and he'd get back up and he'd come running at me again. And I'd just shove him and he'd fall on the ground and roll over. They have an amazing ability, a resilience. You know, they can take all kinds. I mean, he rolled over and he hit his head. And he had a big knot in his head. And he was just laughing and having a great time. But you know what? We're walking. When we walk, he falls all the time because he's not watching where he's going, or he'll trip over something really small. But you know the reason that he doesn't fall, really fall, is because Daddy's got a hold of his hand. Daddy's got a hold of his hand. And you know that's kind of the way God is. God says, hey, I'm not promising that you'll never fall, but I got you by the hand. I got you by the hand. So because God says he is with us in the way. Verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. God says, all right, you stay in this path and I'll be with you. I'll give you the shoes to walk and I'll be with you the whole time. So we see that in these verses. Psalms chapter 37, you're still in the same, should be in the same place. Psalm chapter 37, verse number 30. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Say, Brother Chad, what keeps me in the path? What keeps me in the path? The law of God. And we're going to see this. You know what keeps you walking the way you should walk is obeying what God tells you to do. And how do I know that, Brother Chad? The Bible. The preaching of God's word. Okay? So we see that God's word keeps us. What does the Bible say? Thy word is a what? Lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I always carry this light. I've probably used this several times in here. This is my favorite little, this is like my pocket knife. I always carry it. But you know what? Last night, you know how this, does this look very bright to you guys up here? Not really. I mean, you don't really see it, okay? But you know, last night when it was pitch black and I was passing envelopes out for Sunday school last night, you could shine this at one end of the basement and you could see everything on the other end. And you know what it is? It lights your path. It shows you where to walk. Okay? And that's what the Bible does for us. Psalms chapter 73. I don't think I can read this whole chapter. I really need to, but Psalms chapter 73, Bible says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, for my steps had well nigh slipped. Now stop right there. So David right here is saying, okay, God's good to Israel, but as for me, I was about to slide out of the path. I was about to step out of what God had for me. Now, you say, Brother Chad, why was David about to do this? Look at verse number 3. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Why? Why was David about to slip? Remember what Job said? My heart followed my eyes, and so my steps slipped. What did David say? I saw the wicked, and I was envious of the wicked, so my steps almost slipped. The Bible helps each other. The Bible ties itself together. You know what we do? We look at the wicked, and you can read this whole chapter, and he says, the wicked are prospering, the wicked have everything they want, the wicked have this, have that. Look at verse number 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. You know what it is? I'm going to go back to the Bible, and I'm going to look at what God says, the Bible says about their end, and I'm going to trust that instead of trusting what my eyes see. So there it goes. We go back to the Bible. Psalms chapter 85. I know we're going quick, but Psalms chapter 85, verse number 13. The Bible says, righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. If you ever have a question, should I do this? Or is this what God wants me to do? If it's right, let me just say this and we'll keep going. If it's a right thing, if it's a question between right and wrong, obviously, and I shouldn't even have to say this, but doing right is what God wants you to do. Okay, that's basically what this verse tells us. Simple, super simple. Okay, Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to go back to the book of Proverbs. Oops, I went the wrong way. Proverbs chapter number 4. Verse number 10. Bible says here, what's the next three words? Oh, my son. So here again, remember what the Bible said? Children, do what? Obey your parents in the Lord. It goes back to obedience. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. Contrasted. Walk the good path and you'll be good. Walk the bad path and you're going to stumble and you're going to fall because you don't have light. You're walking in darkness. Okay, that's why you stumble and that's why you fall. What is Psalms chapter 1? The classic, we teach this to our kids, one of the first passages they memorize. Psalms chapter 1, verse number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Walketh not. And so many times we see them as they steer off and they go this direction because they're not listening to the watchman. They're not obeying the watchman. They're listening to the counsel of the ungodly. Okay? So we see that. Proverbs chapter 16. Two more verses and we'll be done. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 9. Here we go back to the heart again. No, the Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? So why do we want to listen to the world and follow our heart? Heart doesn't know where it wants to go. Heart follows the eyes. And so if your eyes are in the wrong spot, your heart's going to follow. Okay? What did I tell you? Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16, verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Man's heart. You know, we got so many people that just want to follow. I just want to follow my heart. Okay, sure. That'll work well for you. All right? Sorry for the sarcasm. 1 Peter. I don't know. I don't get it. Seriously, if I get on 59, I'm going to end up in Linton. Okay? There's just some roads that lead certain places, and that one leads to Linton, okay? And there's some roads in life that lead certain places, and you get on that road, and you're going to end up here. It's that simple. It really is, okay? But, I don't know, we drive simulators or something. I don't know what it is. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Ye should follow his steps. You know, Christ set the perfect example for us. And Christ, you know, Christ was never, the Bible says, he was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. See, Birchhead, I was at Ohio and somebody asked a question in one of the Sunday school classes. It was kind of random, but they asked the Sunday school teacher, it was some question about, did Jesus actually go through this? Well, I think there's two answers to that. You know, Jesus was in all points. So, did Jesus feel every pain that we feel? I don't know that he felt every specific but he did feel pain. Okay, so pain would be a point, all right? But also think about this. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. Bob said he was tempted of the devil for 40 days. I think as many things as the devil could possibly tempt him with and throw at him in 40 days. Think about that. How many things could happen in 40 days to you? There's a lot. A lot. But you know what? Jesus set us an example that we should follow his steps. Right, Chad, where should I go? You know, the Bible says this is the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, if we follow the steps, you won't go wrong. Because Jesus has already been down there. Jesus had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He did. Jesus had to know how it was to love. Jesus knew how it was to love somebody so much and then have that person turn around and deny him 3 times. Jesus knew how that felt. Jesus knew how it was felt to have a mother that he loved. Jesus knew how it felt to lose a love. You know, the Bible doesn't tell us what happened to Joseph, but there at the end, we don't have any record of Joseph. Jesus knew how it was to lose a loved one. What about Lazarus? Jesus wept. Jesus knew how it was to lose somebody. Okay? So we can follow his steps because Jesus has been there. You know, remember I talked about the mud? Well, you know, some of the times that you can see the steps the clearest is when you go through something that bogs you down. Is when you can see steps the clearest. And sometimes God says, all right, I'm going to take you through this. Just follow where, step in my footsteps. Step in my footsteps. And I'll get you to the other side. So following the path, staying in the path that God has for us. I just want to challenge you this morning. You know, Jeremiah said, man's steps, they're of the Lord. And I'm going to ask you this morning, are your steps of the Lord? Do you follow those steps? Or are your eyes looking at something? Because if your eyes look at it, your heart will follow it. And if your heart follow it, your feet follow it. So are you deviating from that path? Let's pray this morning. Father, we love you. Thank you for loving us, Lord. As I prayed earlier, and we didn't really get to it, but God, many times you correct us to bring us back into the proper path that we have. And Lord, never take that from my life. Lord, I pray that I would always be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, and that anytime I do stray, Lord, and my heart, because it is easy for my heart to follow my eyes and to look at the world like David did and say, God, they're prospering. But Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just bring me back and just help me to stay on the right path. Help me to be a good example for those that may be looking behind me and following behind us, Lord. And thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.